Eliana Mendez joins us here on radio.dominican.edu, the star of today's show. It was her last game ever as a Dominican Penguin, and the last time we will ever see the Dominican white jersey number 10, as it's sure to hang in the rafters of Conlon soon enough. Ellie, I got nothing but cliche questions for you. How's it feel? It's the last game. It's got to be pretty special to get a big win.
Yes, especially because we came back we were down 2-0 and then I think 3-0. And just, you know, taking shots and finishing the game, just, I don't know, I have nothing else to say. I'm just proud of my team. I'm proud to be a part of, you know, this just great team. I don't know what else to say.
Yeah, there's not a... you might not have too many things to say, but I got plenty, and we've been talking about it for quite a bit. I could go down the list of your resume here, and it's just I don't have enough time. NAIA All-American last year, twice the CalPAC Player of the Year, the conference Dominican was formerly in. You were the 2009 Dominican Female Student Athlete of the Year. You had the equalizer today to make it 3-3. We scored three unanswered goals there. Can you walk us through that play that seemed to work several times today where Katie Brown throws it in, Bridget Follin flicks it on? Can you walk us through that a bit?
Yeah, since Katie, she has a pretty long throw, so she just basically throws it into Bridget's head. Bridget flicks it, hoping that someone will get it back post and, you know, finish the goal. So
I remember several months ago when we had you on the All-Pro Sports Show, we predicted that women's soccer would have the best transition to NCAA Division II. It appears like that's a pretty accurate prediction, and you're a huge part of that. The one thing I want to bring to your attention, I'm not sure if you know, you probably do, but you guys are now 5-5-1 or 5-5-2. I don't have the number right in front of me, but you got a chance not only to end up with a winning record, but also a shot, depending on how this weekend goes, to end up in third place. That's got to feel pretty special to contribute to a possibly third-place team in the first year in the Pac West. How's that feel?
It feels awesome. I'm so proud of the girls. And, I mean, we're a pretty young team, me being, like, the only senior. Next year we'll have, you know, seven seniors, and the rest are all sophomores and freshmen. So to actually put ourselves in that position, I'm really proud of my team for, you know, stepping up and playing and doing what they do.
All right, thank you so much. That's Eliana Mendez, the greatest woman soccer player ever to play at Dominican University. She'll have this podcast for a long time, as will we. Her jersey, number 10, will soon be hanging in Conlon. Thanks, Ellie, for joining us.
Thank you, Mike.